Welcome to the Making Dough Show podcast. I am your host, Hingham Stanfield, co-founder of Matanga's Pizzeria with six restaurants here in San Antonio, a former electrical and systems engineer, mama of four, and a proud garlicaholic. On this show, we talk about marketing systems, management systems. I get to answer your questions and share about our wild restaurant journey and more. So subscribe to not miss a show. Now let's dive in. It's going to be a flavor-packed episode. All right, I'm about to share with you an embarrassing story and four lessons that we've learned from this experience, and hoping that it's insightful for you and you can take that, protect yourself and your business and not lose dough. So here's what happened. You know, we hear from one of our managers calls us to say that he had a customer calling walking into the store and telling him that, hey, wanted to tell you, one of your team members on the gas station, I saw him selling your gift vouchers for $5. And we're like, what? What are you talking about? Yeah, you know, don't you have a team member that looks like this and blah, 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 kind of basically describing this young man's physical appearance. That, yeah, I saw him in the gas station that is very close to this location selling your gift vouchers. So it turns out we have boxes of gift vouchers that are like free 16-inch pizza or free 10-inch pizza, free breadsticks, right? We have them in boxes. We've had them in the drawer. We've had them for years around. If there's an issue with a customer, we may use that to give them a free pizza voucher for the next time. Or, you know, we have somebody who goes out visiting businesses, usually hands those vouchers out, hoping to get folks to come to our restaurant. Those are like vouchers we have. And it has never happened before, or has it? Because this one was discovered because he was very creative in this bad category of being a thief. But so turns out that's what he's been doing. So we're like, wait a minute, what is he talking about? And so we looked and digged further, and it turns out this young man has been selling many of those vouchers. So imagine if you sell like 100 of them, $5, that's $500. And we had to kind of figure out how he's done it. We're going to the pawn shop. You know, he has a stack of them that he sold there. And I think last month, then we digged and we found out there was like $900 or so discounts that were given under this young man's account on our POS system. And when he was confronted to be terminated, when we told him, hey, you know, this is what you've been doing, this is what he said. He said, it's tough times out there, man. And the point is, people justify stealing. If it's tough for you, it's tough for everybody. I know it's tough, but that doesn't mean what's not yours and you've not worked for is yours just because it's tough. Like, but this is what people's mindset is. So we can't really get in an argument. That team member is gone. As we've looked back and pondered on that experience, I wanted to share with you some of those things. And that is the first step is, the person who steals may be a very nice looking, kind looking, nice person, and is simply justifying stealing as the fact that times are tough. So they justify stealing. So they're not even feeling remorse stealing from you, stealing products, stealing money. Don't be naive. Lesson one. My husband and I have been a little bit naive, trying to be a nice Christian person, whatever. Don't be naive. You live on planet Earth. How many times I say that? You live on planet Earth with humans. No one's perfect. I'm not perfect. No one's perfect. And when the times get rough, just don't be naive. Don't be too paranoid either. But a little bit of a paranoia is good to check things instead of just trusting things for the way they are. Next is, I think it's incredibly important to communicate cost. This is a deep conversation. If you are the kind of a business owner or restaurant owner that discloses your sales numbers, this goes about like people ask me, hey, are you okay with people knowing how much money the restaurant makes? And the reason you are saying that, our people see our sales. They know how much was the order number. They're not stupid. No one's stupid. They have the tick number of orders we process. They can see the average ticket that is going through. It's just a basic math on a phone calculator. You know, they know more or less how much money each restaurant is making, those who work there. So be mindful of that. What they do not know, and it's our role to make it clear, is the cost of running an operations. I always say we make a lot of money in the restaurant business and we spend a lot of money in the restaurant business. So if your managers don't know how much is your rent, how much are you paying for staff, how much are you paying for COGS, for marketing, for insurance, for everything, the service, the linen, the towels, the everything, repairs. So one of the things my husband Matt has done throughout years is a lot of times making our management team or our leads even, you know, look at, write the check, I'll sign it. It could be the rent check for $9,000. It could be the linen company. It could be whatever. People need to be aware of how much it's costing you to run your operations. They don't know. And that's why they think you're making a lot of money, which is true. You're making a lot of money, but you're spending a lot of money, right? So if you're making $1 million and you're keeping 100,000, if you have a 10% profit margin, yeah, you're making $1 million. That's a lot of money you're making, but they're not seeing that you're spending $900,000 in a year to keep 100,000. They're not seeing that. And it's you and I's job to communicate that. And clearly we failed because that team member is thinking we're making fat loads of money out of that store where he works when we're not. That store in particular is not that profitable at all. So lesson learned. Thank you very much. We need to communicate way more our costs. So that's lesson learned there. Third lesson is always gather intel. And I tell that to our managers all the time. Clearly, I did not spend time with this gentleman. It's in a location that's a little bit further away, but always gather intel. You need to constantly try to learn more about people that work for you, work with you. It doesn't matter. Gather intel. What's going on in their life? What's going on in their family? The previous job they worked at? What movies do they watch? Because you have to assess who this person is. A person's mindset that things, that times are rough, that is not an isolated thought. It's that person's character that clearly is not a good fit in our restaurant operations. And we should have caught this somehow. There were always signs to see that this person clearly is not a good steward. So even when they're maybe slicing bell peppers and onions, they couldn't give a rip about our business, clearly. So maybe they're chopping it, they're wasteful. There must be other ways that this person carried themselves while they worked for us that we did not catch those signals. So this is a reminder for our management team, for Matt and I, my husband and I, and you, always gather intel. Look to identify your team members' character, the good and the bad and the ugly, everything in between. Look for signs. Last but not least, have an accountability system. How do we identify this? Because a customer came and told the GM of that store that we have about this team member doing this. Maybe if we didn't have a customer, would our manager have ever identified this issue, or this would have gone for months? Do we have enough accountability checks and balances in place to identify issues such as this? That's a question. Are we looking at the cash deposits versus what the POS says the cash deposits needs to be in the morning? They still need to count the numbers, document things in the logbook to know who counted what, the money management. Do we have enough accountability system and checks and balances for that? That is a lesson that we had to learn to dig into. And it was hard. It was hard to get into it. And again, as I said, count it all as good. You got to learn. You can't go back in time. And you sure can't kill people legally. So let's just not do that. And that was a really hard lesson. And an embarrassing one. And I want to share with you, we're all humans, we all screw up. And when you have a bigger business, it could be that you are not able to focus diligently on all aspects of your business. And this could happen. So don't be naive. Communicate the costs of how much it's taking to run the operation so your team is informed. As much as you can, gather intel and have checks and balances and more accountability in place. That was that. That was that. Let me know your thoughts on this. Have you ever caught anybody stealing from your restaurant operations? Would love to hear those stories. Be sure to email me if you would like to share those stories to makingdoughshow@gmail.com. And with that, let's get back to work and make some dough. Thank you. Bye-bye.